Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning in some cricket. South Africa have won the toss and elected to bat first in the under-19 T20 World Cup final against defending champions India. Now, the Proteas are unchanged going into this morning's final with Chema Botha and Simone Lawrence opening up the batting in Kuala Lumpur. In Malaysia, currently underway. And then JSK's playoff spots is not hampered by the 11-run defeat to Durban Super Giants at the Wanderers last night. They're still in the top four and are through to the knockouts and take on Sunrisers Eastern Cape on Wednesday, while MAC Cape Town will go up against Paul Royals in the other knockouts in a Cape Derby on Tuesday. MAC Cape Town play their last group game against Pretoria Capitals today. That one getting underway at 3:30. And then over to some football. Patrick Maswangangi's stoppage penalty helped Orlando Pirates claim 3 points and bragging rights over Kaizer Chiefs in yesterday's Betway Premiership Soweto Derby. The Buccaneers were awarded a controversial penalty deep in second half injury time to end 1-0 and mark their fourth consecutive victory in the Soweto Derby. Now, it puts the Sea Robbers 3 points behind defending Premiership champions Mamelodi Sundowns, who are still at the top of the log and are in action against Golden Arrows at 5:30. They obviously will hope for another win to bring that gap a little bit wider between themselves and Orlando Pirates. AmaZulu FC were 2-1 winners against SuperSport United yesterday at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in the Betway Premiership. Staying with football, Arsenal boss Mikhailo Arteta insists there's no bad blood between his side and Manchester City ahead of their meeting in the Premier League today. Now, their last match in September was a fiery affair, with City striker Erling Haaland throwing a ball at the head of Arsenal defender Gabriel. Now, the Norwegian striker then told Arteta to stay humble as players and staff clashed at full time. Arteta says there's no lingering ill feeling.
I don't take anything personally. What happens on the pitch for me, and since I've been a player, it stays there and it's full of emotions and things there, and I just leave it aside and I move on.
Yeah, that's that clash is at 6:30 this evening. Other action in the Premier League today: Manchester United take on Crystal Palace at 4 o'clock. At the same time, Tottenham Hotspurs are up against Brentford. Chelsea are in action tomorrow. That kickoff time is at 10 o'clock against West Ham. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crown.